Message number 866. When they change the sacrament of baptism, they will remove all promises to renounce Satan, for they will declare these references to be old-fashioned. Monday, August 5, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, let no man believe during the persecution which my beloved sacred servants, who remain loyal to me, will have to endure that my church can ever die. For this is impossible. My church, my mystical body, has eternal life. When my enemies change the sacraments and introduce new relics, new crosses and new practices, and then say that my church remains as it has always been, they are lying. My church can never change. So many arguments will be made in every nation in order to defile the sacrament of marriage. They, the enemies of God, want Christians to accept marriage between couples of the same sex, but they must never accept this, as it offends my Father. It is not acceptable in His eyes. When they change the sacrament of baptism, they will remove all promises to renounce Satan, for they will declare these references to be old-fashioned and too frightening. They will say it is irrelevant. Then they will bit by bit introduce new versions of my teachings. You, all of you who believe to my church, must never betray me. You must never accept any substitute for the sacraments as I gave them to you. I am the truth. My church represents the truth. But you can only claim to be part of my church if you retain all of my teachings, my sacraments, and accept that my death on the cross was the greatest sacrifice to secure your salvation. Anything which deviates from the truth for fear of insulting pagans is very dangerous. When you deny the teachings of God and follow a new alternative church, you will no longer remain part of my church on earth. If you object to the new pagan practices which will be introduced by the false prophet, you will be deemed a heretic. Then they will try to excommunicate you in my name. If you remain loyal to me and refuse to take part in this wicked deceit, you will remain part of my church. The choice may be painful when all these things come about, but it is very simple. You are either for me or against me. Your Jesus.